This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A man with a knife stabbed four young children at a lakeside park in the French Alps on Thursday, assaulting at least one in a stroller repeatedly, police say. Some of the victims have life-threatening injuries, authorities said. Police detained the attacker, who was a man in his 30s, according to the Interior Minister. Local police said the four child victims were all younger than 5 years old. UK Foreign Secretary James Cleverly is in Paris and expressed the concern of the British people.
Our thoughts are with the victims and the families, and we stand ready to support the French authorities in whichever way we can. Also aware that one of the people, one of the children injured, was a British national.
U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the White House at this hour. It's the Prime Minister's first visit to the White House as British leader. Between evacuations and a smoky haze, wildfires blazing in Canada are disrupting daily life for millions. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Forecasters say the smoky blanket casting an orange pall across Canada and the U.S. could persist into the weekend. Meteorologist Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
Until the fires are, you know, contained or end, really any northerly winds or northwesterly winds are going to continue to pull that smoke south.
Across the eastern U.S., officials warned residents to stay inside and limit outdoor activities. Professor Lauren Wald is a researcher at Ohio State's School of Medicine.
Especially if they're exercising, breathing faster, they're going to be inhaling particulates at concentrations that normal smokers would inhale.
Canada is, of course, seeing the worst of the wildfires. Bill Blair is Canada's emergency preparedness minister.
There are 414 wildfires burning, 239 of which are determined to be out of control.
This is VOA News. A bomb blast ripped through a mosque in Afghanistan's northeastern Baghdad province during a memorial ceremony Thursday for the Taliban provincial deputy governor, who was assassinated in an Islamic State group attack this week. More from VOA's Ayaz Ghul.
The explosion in the provincial capital of Faizabad killed at least one person. Mozuddin Ahmadi, the head of the Area Information Office, told VOA no further details were immediately available. He identified the victim as the former Taliban police chief of the nearby northern Baghlan province. Witnesses reported that the powerful blast had inflicted many casualties on the worshippers inside the packed mosque, fearing a much higher death toll. Ayaz Ghul, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Thursday with Iraqi Foreign Minister Fuad Hussein. This is what he had to say.
We have a strong partnership between the United States and Iraq that is grounded in the Strategic Framework Agreement, and we're working together to make sure that we're broadening the work that we're doing and expanding the relationship under that framework.
The meeting came after Blinken, at a ministerial conference on fighting the Islamic State extremist group, announced nearly $150 million in aid for areas in Syria and Iraq that were liberated from the Islamic State. The Islamic State no longer controls any territory, but its affiliates still carry out attacks across Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni said on Thursday she would travel to Tunisia over the weekend with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, highlighting EU concern over the situation there. Meloni visited Tunisia on Tuesday looking to make progress in unblocking loans from the International Monetary Fund for the North African state. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday welcomed the Ethiopian government's commitment to investigate the diversion of American food aid away from people who needed it, the State Department said. The U.S. Agency for International Development said earlier it was suspending food aid to Ethiopia after determining, in coordination with the government there, that a widespread and coordinated campaign is diverting food assistance from the people of Ethiopia. The statement did not say who was behind the campaign or who the aid was being diverted to. American Christian conservative Pat Robertson died at his home in the U.S. state of Virginia Thursday. The Christian Broadcasting Network said in a statement Robertson was 93 years old. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.